Unit 12. Exercise 9 and 10. A.
You argue that a circular economy is crucial for the energy transition.
That's right. As you know, the Paris Agreement says that all countries need to become carbon neutral by the year 2050 to avoid climate disaster.
Yes. Explain for our listeners what carbon neutral means.
Carbon neutral means a balance between the CO2 we put in the atmosphere and the amount we take out.
Okay.
So, to become carbon neutral, we need to massively reduce our CO2 emissions and find ways to remove large amounts of CO2 from the atmosphere.
Yes. Do you feel that this is happening?
Not enough. Most importantly, we need to move away from fossil fuels and towards renewable energy sources like solar, wind and hydroelectric.
So why is the circular economy so important for this transition?
To build this new energy infrastructure, we need to do three things. First of all, we need to conserve raw materials. New technologies like electric car batteries depend on raw materials that are limited and hard to get. However, we have 60 million tons of old smartphones, laptops, and other electronic devices that contain these materials. Therefore, we need to reuse those materials.
Some companies are already moving ahead on this, right?
Yes. Secondly, we need to use low-carbon recycled materials such as aluminium to build our energy infrastructure.
Can you explain this?
For example, recycled aluminium produces up to 95% less CO2 than aluminium that's taken straight from the ground. Therefore, we can reduce CO2 emissions by using recycled aluminium to build things like electric cars. That's just one example.
So, conserving resources, reducing emissions through recycling, and...
And lastly, we need to design products for longer life and easy reuse and recycling. Present equipment for solar energy and wind turbines, for example, won't last more than another 10 to 20 years. Circular design will help us get more out of a product's parts and materials. All in all, I'm optimistic that we'll achieve our goals, but not without a circular economy.